solicitous about my cough and the final similarity. Combustion going on in the room. The Tregennis family had a fire.
And the vicarage had a lamp. Of course.
Something, some substance was burned in each case. Something placed in the fire and on the lamp. Brenda Tregennis was sitting right next to the fireplace.
And she died. Her brothers were less affected.
Mortimer Tregennis was sitting a foot from the lamp. And he, too, died.
It really is devilish. What can this substance be?
It's this.
Where did you get that?
From the smoke guard on Mortimer Tregennis's lamp. There were ashes in the middle and these unburnt crystals around the edge. I took half.
Half?
Well, it's not for me to stand in the way of the official police force. The poison was there, if they had the wit to find it.
Those appalling symptoms from just a tiny handful of crystals. It's hard to credit.
Yes.
There,
is one final test we can make.
Yes, there is.
We must light the lamp
and burn the crystals.
Exactly. We will, however, take some precautions. The window is already open, and we have the door ajar as well. Now, Watson, if you sit just here, near the window, unless, of course, well, like a sensible man,
you'll have nothing to do with this.
If I say no, you'll do it alone, won't you?
It's necessary.
Then we'll see it out together.
I thought I knew my Watson. Now, if you'll refill the lamp.
Certainly.
Yes. Now, my chair goes here. Yes, so we'll be, we'll be facing each other.
And at the slightest sign.
Oh, at least when the symptoms seem.
The slightest sign, Holmes. Then either one of us must bring this experiment to an end.
Well, with the window and the door open, we should have ample warning. Now, I'll light the lamp.
Yes, you take your seat, Doctor.
Very well. Are you ready?
Ready.
So be it.
I owe you my and an apology. It was an unjustifiable experiment, even for myself. For a friend, I really am. I'm very sorry.
You know that it's my greatest joy and privilege to help you.
It would be superfluous to drive us mad, my dear Watson. A candid observer would certainly declare that we were mad already.